This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It appears that the capital city of New Jersey is being run quietly and pragmatically now that Eric Jackson has started his term as mayor of Trenton. Jackson took over this year after former Mayor Tony Mack was ousted following a conviction on charges of corruption. Moments after Eric Jackson was sworn in on July 1st, he said these words.
Today I commit to you that the best days of our city is ahead of us.
That is Trenton Mayor Eric Jackson. He joins me this morning to talk about better days for Trenton. Mayor Jackson, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You've gotten a lot done since July 1st. You have a number of new department directors. You didn't waste a second replacing Trenton's police and business administration directors. They were holdovers from the Tony Mack administration. What message were you making with these very quick changes?
Well, I wanted our community and moreover our residents to understand that I wanted to come in with a positive change. We're heading in a new direction and we need to do it with new competent personnel.
Ernest Perry Jr. is in the role of police director right now, is that correct?
Yes, he's my acting director.
And he's come out of retirement to do this. He used to serve on the police force. Perry's back at a time when morale on the force has been very low and crime has been very high. How is Perry a key to change in Trenton?
He's critical. He knows the city extremely well. Equally important, he knows the staff and the personnel in the Trenton Police Department extremely well. And he's a critical thinker with great expertise on how to turn around a challenging city that has been plagued with policing issues, particularly violent crime.
You want citizens to have a voice on crime. How are you approaching this?
Well, we started out in my first few weeks of the administration with community forums where we had five forums around the city, and I was blessed to get over 600 people to come out and participate to share their views on how we can together make a difference.
Are you doing things like identifying block captains and people who can keep an eye on their little section of the city?
And in fact, we're just beginning to roll out a program that's called It's My Block, and we press it down to everybody takes ownership of their individual block.
Camden City recently got rid of its Metro Police Force and switched to a county-run division. Trenton is considering doing a similar thing. Why do this?
What we're doing a little bit different or similar is bringing in leveraging opportunities with the state police, ATF, and various other sheriff's departments to work with us to leverage our ability to have more boots on the ground to give us more expertise. But the men and women of the Trenton force, I strongly believe, can get the job done.
Are there more police officers on the ground, so to speak, right now?
We're bringing in about a dozen right now, and I anticipate bringing in a few more dozen as we go further into the year.
City Council has just approved all of your department head appointees, except for those for the police and fire departments. Why haven't they been confirmed?
I said on July 1 that I wanted to make sure that the right individuals for public safety were selected. So it didn't come as a surprise to either individual that they will be included in the process as we further evaluate the best and the brightest for that. But I will say they're performing extremely well, but it's something that I told our residents we would do, and I want to be true to my word.
Now, Terry McEwen is Trenton's new business director. He's a childhood friend of yours?
Yes, he is. Terry and I actually went to the same high school. He's the former director of the State of New Jersey Banking and Finance for the state and brings a tremendous background and managerial skills to this position.
And what about the city's many abandoned buildings? Is he going to do anything to attract new businesses to
Well,
Trenton?
Yes. He, along with our Director of Housing and Economic Development, Monique King-Veland, will work together to make sure that the recent evaluation that we just had done by nonprofit Isles to assess every vacant building, every vacant lot in our city now, we can collect that data, and they use their expertise to bring in developers and redevelopment opportunities for our city.
And how might you capitalize on all the state employees who work in Trenton and turn that into a positive economic force for the city?
Right now, the state employees, they come in at the beginning of the workday, they leave at the end of the workday. What I need to do is continue to work strongly with the governor of our state to make sure that we're able to bring in opportunities that will have state workers, one, stay longer in the day, but build housing projects that will attract those who live outside of our city to come back into the city, not only millennials, but those state workers who live 30, 40, 50 miles away to find it as a good opportunity to come and live in our city.
you've been holding these town meetings. In the meetings, you address the crowd, and then they break into small groups to talk about the issues that they feel are important with facilitators. What's gained by meeting with your constituents in this manner?
One of the things that's gained is transparency, which is important for the city of Trenton. The other is restoring and rebuilding trust between the government and our residents. And the third thing that's been missing is an open line of communication. We have to depend on the residents, our business owners, our stakeholders to work with us in concert to resolve our issues.
I'm thinking you don't have a lot of time together, but what sorts of conversations are you having with Governor Chris Christie about the immediate future of Trenton?
It's critical that we have an open dialogue, that we can meet and talk regularly. The one substantive thing that's come out of that is the need for additional resources for police and public safety here in the city of Trenton.
Word on the street in Trenton is that it's refreshing not to have the mayor of Trenton mentioned in the paper because he's done something negative.
Well, that is good news. And we've been trying to set a new face for the city, a new brand for the city, positive guidance. And there is a buzz. There's an excitement in the city from very small children, 5 to 7 years old. Hey, that's my mayor, to seniors. Give me a kiss. Here's the mayor. So it's a new day. It's a new chapter. And it's about moving our city forward where every resident says there's hope, there's possibility. And I'm proud to be a Trentonian.
The inaugural ball is coming up. What will that event signify for you personally?
For me personally, it's never personal. It's all about what's good for the city. So I try to always take me out of the equation, say, how does this help promote the city? And then with that in mind, it will be an opportunity where we can have people come together and really highlight and spotlight the things we've done over this very brief time to say, this is the energy, this is the direction, this is the plan that will help keep pushing Trenton forward.
I've been speaking with Trenton Mayor Eric Jackson. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.